By far the country's swankiest annual literary event, the Magnesia Litter Awards, covering 9 categories including prose, poetry, blogs and translations, were broadcast live on Czech TV on Sunday evening. Book of the Year Award went to veteran author Radka Denemarková for her novel Hours of Lead, while the award for Best Work of Prose went to rising literary star Pavla Horáková, a former colleague of ours at Radio Prague, for her novel A Theory of Strangeness. Brian Kennedy reports.
Cenu Magnesia Litera získává a knihou roku se stává román Hodiny z olova od Radky Denemarkové.
Radka Denemarková.
Before Sunday night, Book of the Year award winner Radka Denemarkova already had 3 Magnesia Litera prizes to her name, each in a different category, for prose, nonfiction, and translation. As such, the celebrated Czech novelist, dramatist, translator of German, and creative writing teacher, whose works have been translated into 19 languages, already had more of these prizes to her name than any writer in the contest's 18-year history.
Literu za prózu získává Pavla Horáková za román Teorie podivu.
Pavla Horáková, meanwhile, says she is still in a state of shock at having won the Litera Award for Prose last night for her novel A Theory of Strangeness. The core setting of her book, the fictional Institute of Interdisciplinary Human Studies, was inspired by stories she worked on while at Radio Prague. She says reporting in a foreign language and translating other people's books proved to be wonderful stepping stones to writing fiction in her native Czech language.
When you work closely with the works of great authors, you have to analyze every sentence, disassemble it and assemble it back in another language. It teaches you a lot about how language works, how your mother tongue works. So that was one school of creative writing, as I like to call it. And the other one was, of course, working at Radio Prague, because working in a language that is not your first language is a challenge, of course. And it teaches you to go straight to the core of the message, to drop any embellishments or mannerisms, etc.
While working at the radio, Pavla noticed when reading the newswires every day that an awful lot of odd or unlikely stories seemed to be coming from Šumperk, a town that features prominently in her new book, as the main character and narrator, a young researcher named Ada, encounters phenomena there that seem to defy logic and Newton's very laws of nature.
I wrote it in about a year, but I definitely had been collecting snippets of information and ideas, metaphors and such for quite some time, 15 years maybe, even during the time when I still worked full-time at Radio Prague. I collected news from one specific region in North Moravia where weird stuff tends to happen.
Kind of a Czech devil's triangle.
Yes, Bermuda Triangle.
Pavla Horáková, who began her literary career with a trilogy for young adults, has been lauded for writing a novel that is delightfully complex in terms of the language, storylines, motifs, and insights into the very nature of this strange universe even some of us outside of Šumperk sometimes find ourselves in.
Brian Kennedy there speaking to Pavla Horáková, winner of this year's Magnesia Litera Award for Prose. And congratulations to Pavla from all of us here at Radio Prague.